Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you and thank you for being with us yet again.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you for inviting me again.
Prof, we gave you a bit of homework to do yesterday. Question was asked, is there or what is the difference between the coronavirus and the corona disease? I'm not 100% sure I even understand the question, but over to you.
Okay, so we've got now a 5-minute virology 101 course.
That'll do.
At the end of it, there's a multiple choice exam.
Okay, deal. Go for it, Prof.
Okay, coronavirus. Why is it called coronavirus? Well, it's from the Latin corona, meaning a crown. And under the electron microscope, when you look at these viruses, it looks like a crown with little spikes coming out all around it. Well, more or less like a crown. You've got to use a bit of imagination. Coronavirus, that's the virus. That's the germ that caused the disease. The disease is called COVID-19. COVID simply means coronavirus disease. Coronavirus disease, as it was named by the WHO earlier this year. At 19 because it started off in 2019. So that's where you get the name COVID-19. Now, look at the coronaviruses which affect humans. There are two main groups. There's a group of entrenched coronaviruses. There are four of them. Probably want to know the name, 229E, NL65, OC43, and HKU1. Okay. Now, these have been in human beings for millennia, since human beings walked on Earth. And they're responsible for the mild upper respiratory tract infection, the common cold. So when lecturing to the students, this is about 2 minutes of lecturing time. Trivial viruses, we're not too concerned about them. The other group are the animal origin coronavirus, which infect humans basically incidentally. And they are mainly found in animals, in fact, in bats. Bats are the main reservoir. And they're from bats they can go to other animals and from there to humans. And there are three of them. The one was the SARS. SARS stands not for revenue service, stands for severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, coronavirus 1. That occurred in an outbreak in 2003, affected about 8,000 people, about 10% died. And then in 2012-13, we had the MERS, MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. That caused about 2,500 people, high mortality, about 30%. And now we've got SARS-CoV-2, which is causing, of course, COVID-19, a severe disease, as you all know, respiratory and also systemic spread. I actually read today, there's some very exciting research done, a group from NIH, Harvard, and MIT, so it's a pretty prestigious group, and they've identified a specific gene in the animal coronaviruses, which then govern that they can spread to humans and cause human disease. This is very exciting research. And it's very, very important because now they can actually do surveys of animal coronaviruses and then determine which are the ones which pose a threat to human beings. So, that's 5-minute virology 101 course, Simon.
When we give you homework, you certainly deliver. You absolutely deliver. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sure that had made it all just a little less Greek than it was 5 minutes ago. Prof, we'll talk to you again tomorrow at this time.
Great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.
Cheers, Prof. I've